USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the race for the White House and endorsing former President Trump. DeSantis posted the news on X over the weekend.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is turning up the heated rhetoric against the Republican frontrunner, Donald Trump. The two are in a dead heat headed into the first in the nation primary election in New Hampshire. During an interview on CBS Face the Nation Sunday, Haley said she was never comfortable with the way Trump handled foreign dictators like Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin.
You can't have someone who's trying to buddy up with dictators that want to kill us. Instead, you have to let them know what we expect of them.
In a statement Sunday, the Trump campaign called Haley a globalist who intends to do anything to stop the America First movement. A missile attack by Iranian-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militia is accused of launching missiles at Al-Asad Air Base on Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some hit the base. Meanwhile, the U.S. is ending the 10-day search for two Navy SEALs who went missing in waters in the Gulf of Aden off the coast of East Africa. Both frogmen are now presumed dead, with rescue operations now transitioned to recovery. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. In the Cinderella story, Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC title game. It all happens next Sunday. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A Republican congressman from Kentucky is blaming former President Trump for losing in 2020 and for starting the ball rolling on post-COVID inflation.
He came at me for opposing the CARES Act. I was the only congressman who did. I said it was going to cause inflation, that would cause shortages, and oh, by the way, it funded the mail-in ballots and spent $2 trillion.
That's Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massie on with Fox News Sunday this week. He claims the only reason Republican politicians are throwing their support behind Trump is out of fear. Three members of an air ambulance crew losing their lives in a helicopter crash in Oklahoma over the weekend. It happened after the control center lost contact with the air evac life team helicopter crew shortly before 11:30 p.m. The crew was returning to their base in Weatherford, Oklahoma, about 70 miles west of Oklahoma City, after completing a patient care transport to the Capitol. The incident's under investigation. The names of the victims have not been released. Forecasters are warning of the threat of snow and freezing rain early this week in the Midwest. Major metros from St. Louis to Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Kansas City could all see significant hazards, including up to 2 inches of ice accumulation today. The freezing weather and hazardous road conditions are being blamed for dozens of deaths across the U.S. this month. Nationwide, winter storms in January have claimed at least 69 lives. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.